Consumer sentiment index dropped significantly in response to the new tariffs.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
According to the University of Michigan, consumer sentiment dropped by more than 6% in August, giving up almost all its gains in 2019. Considering that wealth and personal finances constitute the backbone of the index, and Dow Jones Industrial Average has increased by more than 400 points, we should have seen a rising consumer sentiment index, not a falling one. While consumers lost some confidence in the current level of economic activity, their expectations of the next year has dropped to a 25-month low. In our consumption-based economic system, how consumers feel directly impacts the economy. And the impact is large, since almost 70% of our GDP is consumer expenditures. Fortunately, the strong job market, improved household income and wealth has provided a financial buffer against the rising uncertainties. Nonetheless, consumers have become less optimistic about the future course of the economy, which can become a self-fulfilling prediction. According to the survey, consumers strongly reacted to the proposed September increase in tariffs on Chinese products. Although the announced delay until Christmas postpones its negative impact on consumer prices, it still raises concern about future price increases. The expectations about the future economic conditions, which recovered from its January drop, became shaky again in April, and by August it has dropped well below its last year's level. The political divide is also clearly on display. When asked to assess current economic condition, the index for the Democrats is 101. Independents scored an index of 104. The Republicans marked it as 122. By the same token, when asked as to expectations of future of the economy, the Democrats' index was 67, Independents' index was 79, while the Republicans gave it 105. However, both Republicans and Independents have lowered their assessment of current and future economic conditions significantly since the beginning of the year. The main takeaway, according to the University of Michigan, is the fact that the first cut in interest rate in a decade increased consumer apprehension about a possible recession. Contrary to stock market, which likes interest rate cuts, consumers concluded that they may need to reduce spending in anticipation of a potential recession. And this is not new. Falling interest rates have long been associated with the start of recessions by consumers. The August survey also shows consumers having some concerns about the future pace of their income and potential job gains. Data indicates that consumers are going to reduce their pace of spending in the months to come. And considering that consumer expenditures constitutes almost 70% of our GDP, this reduction will have a significant impact on our economy. Although University of Michigan study expects the economy not to fall in a recession, at least until mid-2020. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.